Yeah, that to be proud of. We're just doing the breakdown of the game down now, and I think it was after 10 minutes, we were 1-5 to a pint down. I think they scored for the next 40 minutes, was it 8 pints or something? I think you won the second half, 7 pints to 6. Delighted with the second half performance. First 15 minutes, very disappointed with it. Started slow. Cork runners got at us. We never matched it. When we settled in the second half and played a running game, I thought it suited us a bit more. We settled into the game, worked some great ball and worked some great scores and created goal chances. 45 minutes of that game, you'd be happy enough. But look at, unfortunately, we probably lost it in the first 15 minutes there, yeah.
The kick-out seemed to be an issue in that period, didn't it?
Yeah, they were on a full press. And look at the two big guys in the middle of the field. They had a couple of big guys across the half-forward line. We just couldn't beat that press. We just couldn't beat it. The short one wasn't on. And when the short one isn't on, you have to go long. And they mopped up a lot of breaking ball. Yeah, definitely was a big factor, Derek.
I suppose the first three or four scores they kicked as well, like, they were beautiful points. No matter your allegiance, you'd have to admire them.
Yeah, they had a serious kind of forward. He's Dylan O'Neill, is it? Yeah, good player. I don't know what he finished with, 5 or 6 points. But look at our guys doing as good as they could in him. They were as tight as they could in him. He's just a top forward. He was able to come onto that foot and kick a score every time. But look, as for how our boys played, as I said, when we settled down last demand, disappointing. We probably, our structure got upset a bit. We'd have probably pulled maybe our inside line out into half forward line to get on the ball and probably get our runners on from there. But I thought we settled into that game plan well as well. We had a plan B. Unfortunately, didn't. When you lose a man, you have to work a little bit harder. But delighted we created goal chances, yeah.
Did you have any viewing on that Sindanoff incident?
I didn't, to be honest with you. The fourth official said he didn't see it, he couldn't see what it was. But obviously the ref seen something, so until I watch it back in the video, I don't know, did you guys see anything?
He seemed fairly conclusive now from Milton.
I didn't hear it, to be honest with you. But like when I watch back the video, I know whether there was... Obviously, it must have been for a strike of some sort if he gave a straight red card. So I'd have to watch it back, lads, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, there is another tier, another system, another provincial or another championship to look forward to here now, so you'll regroup for that.
Ah, we'll regroup from that, and it'll probably be 2 or 3 weeks' time, but my initial thing is disappointment. We were here at home in Quilty tonight, and I felt we had a lot of work done into that. We had momentum coming into the game. Do you know, this was our fifth game, and I thought we were well set up. I know we can't come back and play this, but that first 15 minutes is a big regret for us. Big regret, because we settled in, we proved we were as good as them, and our football was as good as them. But where's the good? 113 to 8 points is the final score.
Just a bit on there, like the free count was like 31-14 in favour of Clare. I mean, they were fairly cynical when you were coming out. They weren't allowing any quick ball to come out of defence.
Oh, and all the top teams are. Whenever we had this in the Del Darcy Cup final, we had this today here in Quilty. Do you know, teams seem to be coached in doing that now. They're stopping, breaking momentum, stopping you coming out, getting bodies behind it. Is it a part of the game they're going to have to look at? Look at if we all play that way, it's going to be fairly stop-start, but... You look at them numbers, it's hard to argue with it, isn't it?
I mean, it's over double the free count, really, you know, and therefore we got more yellow cards and more cards in general than them. You know, you think there should be some sort of clamping down on...
I suppose the name for the systematic fouling, that's what you call it, like, you know, I mean, it doesn't merit probably a tick or a black card, but it just is a tug of the jersey, and then the hands are out just enough to stop the player. But are you going to have to start bringing the tick the yellow, do you know, tick the black, the yellow? Yeah. There's no other way of doing it. No other way of doing it.
Yeah, it's 2.5 weeks now, I think, till this All-Ireland series now. And it's going to be straight knockout from here on in. But at least you get another opportunity to have a goal, you know.
You do. It's a Tier 2 system. It's great to have another game. When the initial disappointment goes off, we'll come back and probably take a couple of days of a break now and go at it again. Like, but, we're looking forward to probably down the road having another crack at it and more games, because it's about development, it's about improving this group. I think we've made massive strides from game to game. It was definitely a step up tonight. Now they were Tier 1 opposition. Do you know what I mean? Kickouts where everything was well planned, you know. But we had planned for that, and I thought we combated fairly well when we settled down. But the numerical advantage is always tough against the top teams, and we proved it, you know, there tonight. Whereas we did create goal chances after it, and we changed our plan maybe to drop the full forward line out in the half forward line, get the ball there, and get runners on from there. It was still a hard ask with 14 men.
Yeah, absolutely.